from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, 14 people have been charged in a South Jersey drug trafficking operation. According to a joint announcement from the Attorney General's Office and State Police, they've been charged with a variety of offenses for allegedly distributing illegal drugs and firearms throughout Cumberland County from July of 2024 through May of this year. 33-year-old Ryan Collins of Vineland, an alleged member of the Cripps Street Gang and the proclaimed leader of the operation, faces several first-degree charges. He and his team are accused of selling drugs and firearms with large-capacity magazines. One person charged remains at large. That's 56-year-old Roger Lotman of Bridgeton. Six people in South Jersey have been busted for having child sexual abuse images or videos.
All six men range in age from 23 to 51. They were separately arrested within the span of a month in Camden County. Their charges stem from alleged activity on some popular social media apps, prosecutors say, including WhatsApp, Kick, and Snapchat. One of the defendants was initially picked up for allegedly stalking children in Haddon Township as they walked home from school. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by NJ Diet. Summer is here. It's time to lose that weight with NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. As residents impacted by Monday's heavy rains and flooding continue to clean up, organizations like the Salvation Army and American Red Cross are supplying them with food, drinks, clothing, and cleanup kits. Seth Dittmer, the Salvation Army New Jersey's Director of Emergency Disaster Services, says they've been in neighborhoods in Somerset, Union, and Middlesex counties since Tuesday, where the destruction is the worst.
A lot of folks were saying that this was even worse for them than the storm that came with the remnants of Ida. Back in 2021.
He says they're collecting monetary donations to help with both the short and long-term needs. To donate, go to salvationarmynj.org. Do you have Peacock? Get ready to pay more for the streaming service. Peacock is raising its subscription rates by $3 a month starting next Wednesday. That means $10.99 a month with ads, $16.99 a month without them, but the price hikes now makes Peacock the most expensive streaming service on the market. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Looks like a mixed bag for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Weak cold front today, warm front late tomorrow, strong cold front at the end of the weekend. Lots of changes here, keeping us on our toes. Lots of temperature flip-flops in the forecast and some rain chances this weekend. Today's rain is very limited, just a stray shower around. We'll see sun and clouds, and humidity is going down. That makes our weather much more comfortable. Highs this afternoon, lower to mid-80s, not as hot as yesterday either. So overall, pretty nice day today, and tonight looks great. Partly cloudy, low humidity, low temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow looks okay. Scattered clouds with a few showers around. High temperatures in the lower 80s. Sunday is going to be the cloudier, more humid, more unsettled day of the weekend. Around a scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly Sunday afternoon. Highs push back into the upper 80s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks. Visit protectedproperty.com and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And right now across the Garden State, it's 77 in Clark, 77 in Middletown, and Atlantic City is 83.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.